greatest radio show in the history of man on this planet. No, 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 no. You think you know it's another kind of show. You think it's the show you listen to in the morning, or maybe it's that nationally syndicated afternoon conservative show. No, no, no. This is the one. This is it. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to radio. And with enough luck, he'll be doing television this year, Phil
Hendry.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And what does that mean with any luck?
That was the announcer man. That wasn't me.
Yeah, sure. Wasn't you.
Well, Phil, so tell us about it.
No, there's nothing. There's no, with any luck, he'll be doing television. No, I just, well, sure, with any luck, I'd be making TV money. How about that? I don't care what I'm doing. I don't care if it's radio. I don't give a damn if it's selling oranges on a freeway on-ramp. I don't care if I am the water boy for the Muskegee Indians of the Northwest Football Confederation. I don't care what it is, as long as I'm making TV money.
Yeah, man. So what does that mean, Phil? If you're making, Phil, I'm right here.
I can hear you, General Shaw, but we got to find another place for General Shaw to sit, okay?
Yeah, there ain't no room for him to sit down in.
Well, having him sit behind Phil is ridiculous because every time he talks, you have to turn around.
Yeah, I hear you, General.
Well, I would appreciate it when I speak, you turn around and look directly at me, so I don't feel as if I'm a marginal player in what is already all right, I tell you what, go talk and let me collect my thoughts, because I...
Well, I'll tell. The general took some Benzedrine.
What for?
None of your business.
Because he got back into a little problem that he had in the military.
It was none of his business. Now it's none of your business.
You're telling me that you're a hophead?
No, I'm not a hophead. I was doing some extra work over the holidays trying to get some paperwork done because I am putting a family trust together, and I took a couple of uppers. God.
All right, General, you don't have to get upset.
Well, I don't want to...
General, I thought you said you wanted to discuss that tonight.
Not on the air. Did I say I wanted to discuss it on the air?
General, if you didn't want to discuss it on the air, Margaret, you're overstepping your bounds a little bit.
No, wait. You said you wanted to discuss it tonight, and I thought this would be a good time to bring it up.
I didn't say I wanted it talked about on the air, you cow.
How dare you? Can apologize for that or keep on walking.
I just might.
All right, hold on. Don't leave, okay?
No, he can apologize right now.
General.
Yes, when that Guernsey cow learns to...
General, here, wait.
Bud, deal with him, will you?
Come on, General.
Yeah, don't handle me, Dickman.
What are you doing?
What am I? He just called me a Guernsey cow. So all bets are off. Do you understand?
No, I don't understand. Yes, that was bad. But I don't understand why you would come right out and say, oh, hey, General, you got back into your Benzedrine problem that you had in the military.
Well, talk about Benzedrine. Is that a kind of upper to do?
Well, I don't know. It wasn't Adderall. It was something that he was using back in the day.
Oh, and you just keep right on belching, huh?
No, there's certain... I don't sacrifice... Phil, there's certain principles I don't sacrifice. Sorry.
Is he that? And you don't like me calling you a cow? My God, there isn't a farm that wouldn't be proud to have...
Go on, General.
General, just get out of here.
Tell me to get out. Don't put your hands on me, Dickman. I'll go and get a vanilla wafer, but don't put your hands on me. Never put your hands on the General.
Come on.
You see how wound up he is?
How wound up he is? Margaret, when you come on the air and you say, oh, General, why don't we talk about your Benzedrine problem? Why don't we talk about, is that what that stuff's called? What is it called?
What's what called?
What's the speed that they used to take?
Benzedrine.
Okay.
Well, you used to take it, didn't you? I'm sorry, Phil.
You got a real mouth on you. You think that everything is fodder for the talk show. It doesn't matter at all. You talk about your tampons. You talk about going to the bathroom. You talk about another guy's Benzedrine problem. You talk about a guy having an Adderall problem. You know.
Well, what, didn't you say that you took Adderall at one time?
Yeah, that's right, Margaret. And I bought it on the street. Okay? And I, not only did I take it, I shot it up or snorted or whatever I did.
Take it all the other way.
Did you use a rectal suppository? I'm sorry.
A rectal suppository. Oh, wow.
Well, Phil, I am a journalist.
A journalist, really? A journalist isn't someone who just spills everything out onto the deck like the little Kintner boy, okay?
You love that. God, I hate you for that. You love that image, don't you?
I think it's one of the greatest images and probably one of the greatest lines ever uttered in the history of motion pictures. I think it says exactly what it is that a lot of you people, you know...
You people? So now I'm a racial stereotype.
No, no, not a racial one, Margaret. I'm sorry, you're white. You don't get to hide behind that, okay?
Hide behind what? You have when you said you people, and all right, I'll say it, you were looking not at my breasts, but you were looking at, you were trying to look up.
Well, that's because the dress is up.
My dress is not up.
I wasn't trying to look up anything, you sick.
Go ahead, call me a cow.
All right, I'll call. You're a girl. Oh, God, I hate it.
Will you get him out of here?
All right.
I don't know where to begin with you. You're unbelievable. And yes, I'll say it again. You and other members of the press, you and this social media. I was just talking about social media before we went on the air. And we were going to talk about social media here in the show tonight. And I think it's one of the greatest lines ever uttered in a motion picture. I don't want it spilling out all over the dock like the little Kintner boy.
What are you smiling at?
You know, Phil, I overheard you talking about the little Kintner boy spilling all over the dock. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Never mind, will you?
Man, there's Nilla Wafer over here, too.
Oh, good.
I'm having him... We're doing a Nilla Wafer hunt. Why do we need to have him on the show? I forgot.
Well, Phil, you're the one that invited him.
No, I'm not the one that invited him. You are.
Mark, Ms. Gray, you're the one that invited him.
I did.
Yeah. Now I got this guy, General Shaw, who's a nice man, but he's in there, and Bud is doing a vanilla wafer hunt with the guy because he's mentally, like he's off his rocker or something?
I don't necessarily think that means he's off his rocker. They're doing a vanilla wafer hunt a la the Easter egg hunt.
Oh, I see. Allah.
But they got to watch that. See, talk about religious stereotype. Now, I know you don't mean religion when you say Allah. You know,
I don't mean Allah, meaning Allah, the deity. I mean Allah in the French. Oh, forget it.
Allah meaning, in other words.
What?
In other words, isn't that what Allah means?
No, that happens to be the name of the God of the people. Oh, God, Phil, you are very set.
Were you talking about Allah as an A-L-A?
Oh, yes, yes, you're right.
Great. Jeez. Hello, everybody, and welcome. We're back from vacation.
Hey, you know something?
No, General, no, not now.
No, you're going to go ahead and you're going to let the farm animal say...
Come on, General!
You know, Phil, if you don't do something about him, I will, and you know I'm not kidding.
Margaret, he's an old man.
If you don't do something about him, I will, and you know I'm not kidding. Now, I heard Santa Claus on my... Christmas show that I did. He said to that elf. Did you hear him?
Yeah, I heard him.
What did he say?
He said an elf dies tonight, and you know I'm not kidding.
Yes.
What's so funny about that?
Yes, what is funny about that?
It means that at some point in the past he must have killed an elf.
And you find that humorous?
I think it's funny when I hear Santa say, I'll kill an elf tonight, and you know I'm not kidding. So all the elves are like, yeah, you know, Santa means it because we,
Yeah, because they saw an elf turn up in an ice floe, and you think that's funny?
I think we're talking about fiction here.
Well, but figuratively.
All right. Welcome to the program, folks. We'll be right back. We're going to take a break. We're going to settle ourselves. We're going to get into a couple of things tonight. One of them is the Facebook phenomenon, which we feel here on the Phil Henry Show, is now gotten into a gargantuan, it has morphed into a large mutant. It no longer is a well-oiled and groovy kind of social media thang, it is now a mutant not unlike Frankenstein's daughter. It's a mutant...
Now, which was the Frankenstein daughter?
That was the one we seen the other night, remember? And she's all mutated out and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Which one? So we're going to talk about that when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. Now's the best possible time to get a backstage pass. If you don't have one, you can listen to the show and you can watch the show. And starting this week, we're on TuneIn. We will have our own channel on TuneIn. That means you don't have to go surfing around looking for us on TuneIn, baby. We will be there for you. Our own channel on TuneIn, and it's going to be a beautiful year. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. And again, online at philhendryshow.com, you'll find our PhilCast, which is our Phil TV in HD, and that's what's on right now. It is such a good picture that when I look at it, I can't believe how ugly I am. And,
Phil, you're not ugly. You have fortunately for you, you're a man. Men get character. Women are the ones that look horrific, that look like Medusa, that look as if they should be put away in a segregated colony, not unlike the woman in the Twilight Zone with the face. Well,
you're talking about the Twilight Zone where the woman had her face bandaged.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
How are you feeling, General?
Well, I'm feeling fine. I'm a little perturbed at
Come on, General, get some water.
What's wrong with him?
He's still got a little bit of the speed in him.
I'm still a little...
Are you wired?
I'm a little bit wired, yes.
What did he do?
He...
Huh?
I don't know, Phil. He apparently over the weekend was doing a family trust. He was doing some legal work, and it had to get done, and he popped some bennies.
Yeah, he said he took... I don't know what it means. He said he took a rack of bennies.
He took a rack of bennies. Now, what does that mean?
Oh, quit playing dumb.
Look, don't give me this stuff, okay, Margaret? I'm asking some questions, and I mean it. What does it mean?
A rack of bennies... I don't know. Is it 10?
It's probably about 10 Benzedrine.
Boy, oh boy, I'll give one thing for the general, man. He's very nostalgic with his drug use, isn't he?
That is not funny.
Well, but because of Adderall, he said Adderall's too expensive.
Adderall's too expensive on the street, is that it?
That's what he said. That's not what he said. That's what I would say were I him, and I'm not him, thank God.
That's the way to really cover that one up. All right, so getting back to what it was, how's he doing, bud?
General, how you feeling? You okay?
I'm feeling fine. I don't like to be touched, though. You got your paws all over me, Dickman. You don't do that.
Yeah, but Doug tried to get you back in the studio.
All right, I told you could lead me to the door. I'll find my way to the chair. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay, well, you can take your hands off him now, bud.
Would you get your hand off my belt?
I'm trying to guide him.
Okay, guide me. No, just help me get over. Yeah. All right, is that... Whose face is that?
Can you get your hand off my face? What, are you blind?
No, I'm not blind. Okay, it's Phil.
I gotta ask you now, you know.
I will not answer any questions, not if the Borden's logo over here.
The Borden's logo, is that right?
What's that mean?
Yeah.
Don't hit the microphone, Robert.
I'm sorry. What's that mean?
You want to tell him or do I?
I'd like to hear you tell him.
The Borden's logo, Borden's was a dairy, and the logo was a cow.
Hey.
And what are you...
Get out of here with the applause.
You know, General, it's because you're a drug addict that I won't say anything.
You can't call me a drug addict. I had a relapse. That's very unfair.
Well, General, if you have some kind of a substance abuse problem, I'd like to know now, okay?
I don't have a substance abuse problem... I have a substance problem, and it's very different. A substance abuse problem is when an individual... Forget it. Why am I explaining myself to you? You guys are nothing but a bunch of pea pickers. Think that's funny, huh?
I don't think it's funny. I don't like being called a pea picker.
Well, you look like a pea picker from way back.
Okay. I will tell you this, General. You know, keep it together here. All right.
You're talking to me like that, right? I'm a retired general of the United States Army, and you're telling me how it's going to lay out. You're laying it down.
Yes. In answer to the question, yes. All right. 855-500-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. So, a couple of things. Number one, starting next week, we are going to be we will have our own channel on TuneIn.
Finally.
Yes. So that's going to be exciting, and we're very, very grateful for all of that. See, one of the things about any kind of media commitment is that you have to make a commitment, you know, and we did not want a long-standing commitment. So it was a contract. You sign a contract. I won't get into the particulars on the air. But we went into some, you know, just told them we didn't want to do this and we would like to do that. And they said, well, okay, great. So next week we will be with TuneIn. But the other thing that happened here over the last few days is we got rid of, or didn't get rid of, but powered down our Facebook friend page. Now, I know that we've talked a little bit about this, but it bears a little more discussion, or at least it bears a couple of more minutes of monologuing. You see, I believe, and I'm not saying this to be cruel. I'm not trying to...
Just turned on a fan.
I know, because I'm hotter than hell in this place, man. We had a lot of stuff going on today. We had guys here in the studio until God knows just about airtime as we were finally getting our internet repaired, our internet connection. That's a whole other thing. That's a Time Warner discussion. But so, you know, we powered down the Facebook friend page. Now, I got to tell you something. As I mentioned, the Facebook experience has mutated into some kind of a, like the toxic monster, you know, something like the thing from the lagoon. It is no longer, if it ever was, and I don't think it ever was, an experience of friendship and collegiality and conviviality, you know?
What's collegiality mean?
That, like in college.
Collegiality is a collegialism. Well, Phil, I interrupted you.
Yeah, collegiality, professional courtesy, the scholastic, the collegial as in college, as in courtesy, courteous, you know, with manners and with respect, that kind of thing. So,
well, that's not really, I mean, you just defined it like you're in a bar room and you're zipping, well.
Yeah, you define it like you're zipping up.
That's it. You're defining it as if you're zipping up and just doing a quick rinse of your hands, Phil. There's more to it.
Like I'm zipping up and what?
Well, Phil, what Margaret is saying, if I may, Margaret.
Yes, you may, as long as I'm not the Borden's logo.
Well, you're right. Go ahead.
So I am the Borden's logo.
For now, I'm still a little bit miffed.
Never mind.
Okay, you two better grow up real fast, because this is the week. This week and next week, I'll be cleaning house and getting a whole new crew in here if you guys don't settle down. You understand?
Look at you laying it down.
Yeah, talk about someone laying it down.
Yeah, I'm laying it down, all right. So anyway, the Facebook experience began to get, for me, as it does for a great many people, because I've talked to them, creepy. Now, this is only about I can't even say it's 1%. It's a very small, small percentage of people, but they are people that believe if you're friending them on Facebook, they are real friends. No, you're not. You're not. Do you understand? And you have no right to expect that. You have absolutely no right whatsoever to expect real friendship. It is simply, and don't get upset and pissed off. One of the things that has happened with social media is it has created new personas. It doesn't show the real person. It creates a whole new persona. For instance, the anonymity of the internet doesn't really show a person as to who they are. It shows a whole new side to that person that never came out, that person kept down all of their life because there was simply no place to vent it, so they just didn't vent it. With the internet, now comes this whole new person, right? Well, the same thing with the Facebook friend experience. It isn't that these are people sort of keeping an aspect of themselves under wraps. It's an aspect of themselves that never really was articulated. So we're seeing this. And it's pushy and threatening and I think, frankly, probably dangerous in some ways. And pathetic and, you know, all that stuff. So we just decided to power down the Facebook experience. And, man, I was getting all kinds of messages from people like, oh, my God, are you going to do? You can't, you know, all of this, you know.
Real crybaby stuff, huh?
Real crybaby stuff. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget, 855-500-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show. You.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more colorful than a powder puff.
Yeah, Jerry, you do it.
Faster than a speeding bullet, the Phil Hendry Show. Go.
Yes, sir. Thank you, General. General Galen Shaw, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here and philhendryshow.com. We have been discussing on our radio show social media, and we are going to bring on here Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Is no better a guy to talk about this than Jay. He is in the security, or at least he's in the security business, and I say that, Jay. I understand that that's what you do. It gets confused because you guys are not an official legal arm of the police. That's the only reason why I keep saying that.
Well, you know, I understand it, Phil, and there are people who are going to get very confused about that, but we are... Trying to save lives. We're trying to work with police in any way we can. And we do feel that because of the Constitution of America that we have the right to use citizens' arrest power. And that does make us official in the essence of that. So that's why I was saying what I was saying, because I'm not really an individual who is going to... Take advantage of police. I'm not trying to hurt the police. I'm not trying to do anything.
Did you say you're not trying to hurt the police?
Is this General Shaw?
Yeah, General Shaw.
What did you say, sir?
Jay, General Galen Shaw, yeah, it sounded to me as if you said you're not trying to hurt the police. As if there's, and I know you didn't mean that, it sounded like it's a cattle drive.
Well, it's like on the Sedalia Trail?
Yes, like on the Sedalia Trail.
You're not going to hurt the police that way.
Well, that's ridiculous.
No, I'm not trying that. I didn't say herd, as in H-E-R-D, you know.
And not H-E-A-R-D.
Hurt is what he said. Hurt.
Mr. Hendry, you don't need to look at me and yell at me like I'm your dumb grandfather that you'd just as soon put in a landfill. Thank you.
Come on, General.
I'm out of here.
Are you leaving?
No, I'm not leaving. I'm getting cottage cheese.
Yeah, we just got some cottage cheese in.
Get the General some cottage cheese in.
Oh, we just got some cottage cheese in. Okay.
General, if your General's still there, I'm not trying to... I didn't say nothing to hurt, you know, to get him angry.
No, Jay, I know you didn't, but Mr. Hendry, I'd rather... I want to go get cottage cheese and calm down.
Okay.
You can't see it, Jay, but Phil has a smirk on his face, as if that's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Well, what's fun about?
What?
What's fun about?
What did he say, man? I can't understand it.
He said, what's it funny about?
No, he didn't. He went, what's fun about?
I'm sorry, Phil. Let me slow down. What's it funny about?
What's it funny about is when the cat says...
That is a United States general. He's not a cat. He's not man. He's not dude. He's a retired United States Army general.
I understand. And nobody has more respect for that than I, okay? I apologize.
All right, just because I'm sitting here having cottage cheese doesn't mean I need to have my underwear rinsed out by someone other than myself at night. Do you understand? Finally!
All right, General, if you yell at me again, I'm going to assume that you're getting some kind of either premature Alzheimer's or you're still on the Bennies or something.
Well, let's get some... I got some pineapple cottage cheese.
Well, now you're talking.
Now you're talking. Pineapple cottage cheese.
Don't knock until you've tried it.
I've tried it.
Phil, can we get back to...
Yes, let's get back to what we were saying. You're not trying to hurt the police.
I'm not trying to hurt the police. What I'm trying to do is just take a peek over the shoulder of the police to try to do what we can to assist them in a job, Phil, that gets ever more increasingly, ever and ever, and more and more and more. You know, more increasingly and more increasingly and more increasingly, you know, tough to do. And that's all I'm saying.
I understand that. All right, so when we talk about the Facebook experience, the Internet experience, I shouldn't say the Facebook. Internet is a different thing from Facebook. It's all part of the Internet experience. When we talk about this, and we're discussing I guess it's not really a security problem, is it?
Well, it's not a security problem. It can be. There's no question about it. We have set up a variety of different profiles on Facebook, on Twitter. These are profiles of different individuals. We have a profile of a housewife. We have a profile of a professional businessman. And we do a profile of a We did do. We did do.
You're trying to say you did do due diligence.
We did do due diligence, exactly, General. Thank you. Thank God the General's there. You're giving him a hard time. Talk about his pineapple cottage cheese. What about yours, you know, is a way of saying, you know, is a way of speaking.
Yeah, okay. What about my pineapple cottage cheese? Okay.
I'm saying a figurative sense. You know, if the General, you think the General crackers, you sound every bit as crackers as him, right? And I'm not trying to put you down. I think we all, in our own way, are a cracker, you know.
You did do your due diligence. You did do. God, now it's happening to me. You did do.
We did do due diligence on getting a teenage girl profile set up, but we felt that was going. We were going to run into some legal problems. So instead, we have a young female. We have an adult female profile that we set up. These are all on Facebook. They all have large friend lists. See, one of the mistakes that a lot of people make when they put a fake profile together is they don't realize that one of the things that makes a profile appear real is that there's a real list of friends, you know?
Yeah, I understand. If somebody just set a profile up, they're only going to have one or two followers maybe, or maybe no followers, and that's a dead giveaway, right?
It's a dead giveaway. Absolutely. It's a dead giveaway, you know? You know, Phil?
Yeah, I know. It's a dead giveaway.
Right, it's a dead giveaway. So the profiles that we do are very professional. They look realistic, and they can be used by us in order to draw in, whether it's a pervert, it could be an individual who is looking to steal from a business. It could be an individual who's looking to manipulate a single female housewife. Try to break into the house. You'd be surprised, Phil, when people on Facebook give out their address, and they, not their address, but when they're going to go on vacation.
Yeah, but now I seem to recall a time when you had said on one of our shows, you're going around asking people when they're going on vacation, and if they didn't give you the date that they were going on vacation, then you would wait to see when they actually did go on vacation and then burglarize their house?
No, sir, I never said that.
Well, something like that.
I thought I heard something like that, too.
No. I said, Roy, I tell you, that's you really got to be careful there, Mr. Henry. I didn't say that. I said, we ask people in any sector, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police has six basic sectors that are in the South Bay. We have North Sector. We had the four directional sectors, north, south, east, west sector. Then we have blue, and then we have dark green, which is an homage to D-Day. And so those are the six sectors. We have north, south, east, west, blue, and dark green sector. When you go into dark green sector, because we did name it after D-Day, you know, you do feel a special amount of pride, and you do feel like you really won't get the job done. So that was a dark green job. And that's what that was, you know.
Okay.
Well, what does that mean? It was a dog green job. So that meant what?
Well, that meant that we wanted to know when people were going on vacation. And if they didn't tell us, we would not break into their home. We would not do anything that was that extreme, we would simulate a teenage vandalism attack. And by simulate, I mean we'd toss eggs at the wall, toilet paper up a tree or bush. Or in some instances, you put soap suds on a window. Or in another instance, you would do, you know, a cherry bomb or dog do or dog dropping in a bag and set on fire. Now, is that what you were talking about?
I had no idea you were doing that. I see, what you told me, that's almost worse in a lot of ways.
How is that worse?
Well, it doesn't sound worse. It sounds...
Can I jump in here, Phil?
Yes, you may, General, so long as you're all done.
Well, Phil, I was the one that was insulted. I was called a drug addict.
I didn't call you, and you called me a cow.
I take back the cow reference, but I...
All right, I don't want to talk about this. Did you have a question?
No, forget it.
Come on, Daryl.
And by the way, Henry, you're out of pineapple cottage cheese.
Phil, can I make a comment?
Go ahead. You know, that's why you're here.
Yeah, but this is about the general.
Whoa, Sunshine. I don't want that rubber bullet cop saying anything about me. I already had a Guernsey cow and now a rubber bullet cop.
All right, that's it. Now I'm getting up and going to the bath.
Now she's crying. Are you happy?
I don't care. She's the one that called me some hyped up Times Squared needle.
So I'm going to start to cry too because he just called me.
All right, well, everybody, I'm going to put everyone on hold, and everyone can snivel and cry, and I'm going to take a break. How about that? Good Lord. We'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. What the hell's going on with it? Look at that. Oh, my. Look at that. What is that?
Well, it's going haywire.
I've got something wrong here with the WaveCart program, bud. Can you fix that?
Yeah, it looks like it's going haywire and everything, and I'm not really sure about it.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for that. We're going to be right back on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What I have here is a problem with the wave cart. Okay, we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, 855-500-7445. And, you know, get a backstage pass. Get yourself access to 5,000 hours of Phil Hendry Show material and more. And we'll be back right after this very soft and loving moment. Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Wow, what a night, man. We're back from our we're back from our vacation, and we've got everything's going good, but by the same token, I got all this stuff behind the scenes.
Well, what were you doing fooling around back there?
I wasn't fooling around anywhere, Margaret. What I was doing was I was trying to get a couple of... What's the plural of computer mouse? Not a regular mouse.
Plural what?
What's the plural of a computer mouse as opposed to a regular mouse?
It's mouses.
The computer? No, it isn't. It's mouses or it's mices. And the reason why, I know that sounds ridiculous, but there has to be a differentiation between, I don't know.
Jay, we got Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who he got disconnected in the middle of all of this. We'll get him back on the line. Maybe we'll ask him. But that's what I was doing. I was messing with some mouses that had gotten tangled up. And as a result, they had knocked over a couple of speakers. And the next thing you know, there's Phil back there playing technician. Hey, Jay, do you know what that is?
I'm sorry, Phil. Do I know what it is?
What is the plural of a computer mouse?
Because the plural of a computer mouse.
Yeah.
In other words, what's the plural term if you have more than one mouse?
Well, I, if you're talking about a computer, you're not talking about breeding a mouse.
Breeding? No, computer mouse.
Mr. Santos, we're not talking about...
General, excuse me, but you call me a rubber bullet cop, so all bets are off. I'm talking to Mr. Hendry.
No, all bets aren't off. I'm addressing you now, and I'm saying to you... Are you listening to me?
La, 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 la. No, I'm just going to be doing that.
All right, I'm sorry I called you a rubber bullet cop. You feel better?
Yes, sir, I do. And there's no need to rub it in.
I'm glad that he's rubbing it in, Jay. You got to be some kind of a baby He called you a rubber bullet cop, okay? Worst things, you go out in the world every day and people say that you're wearing your fairy-ass-looking Citizens Auxiliary Police uniform and your fairy-ass this and your fairy-ass that, right?
Oh, boy. You know something, Mr. Henry? I have tried very, very stringently and very, very hard not to have anybody make fun of me, and you went ahead and you did it. I've tried very, very stringently to avoid having people say you look like a fairy and you boy.
I'm not saying you are. Do you understand?
Jay, he's not saying that you are. He's simply saying that if you don't like being called a rubber bullet cop, but people have called you worse.
People have called me worse, but I've never had a United States American general say it. Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm speaking as a United States general of the United States, of the U.S. Army.
Well, that's not exactly what you're called.
What are we doing here?
I'd like an apology from for him to give the title correctly.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta give the right title.
All right, I understand. I'm a retired United States Army general.
There you go, right there. That's what I want to hear, right there. That's good.
All right, I'm a retired United States Army general, and I'm saying I'm sorry for calling you a rubber bullet cop.
And your name?
Oh, baby.
Well?
No, you really want $300. My name is General Galen Shaw.
That's all I'm asking for, General. That's all I'm asking for. Okay. So, I understand. Now, when Phil says to me that I've been called worse, he's right. I have been called worse. But as I said, not by a U.S. Army general.
All right. So, we're all done with that, and those wounds are healed?
It's not like Mr. Henry, I'm not butthurt, and I think that's what you're saying, you know?
Hey, Mr. Henry made no reference to being butthurt.
Well,
he did not say you're butthurt, Jay. He said that you had your feelings hurt.
Right, I had my feelings hurt, but he's going, oh, are you all...
He said, do you feel better?
No, he said, are you all well, like I'm rubbing my...
No one said you're rubbing it. Are you?
I was, but not for that reason.
Okay, are we done? Is everybody feeling better? Can we get back to the discussion here?
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Phil.
All right, so we're talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Who's butthurt, I guess, on account of...
Will you get over that, Mr. Santos? No one said you were butthurt, all right? I think you're saying that you think I said that because you happen to have been rubbing your ass at the moment I said that. Is that correct?
I'm not prepared, sir.
Is that not correct, sir?
I think that's the problem.
I was, at that time, reaching down and rubbing my ass in a joking way because I've got some of the subcommanders here. I got Subcommander Gleason, I got Subcommander Futard, and a couple of guys. So I rubbed my ass in a joking way. And then you said it might butt hurt, and there I was rubbing it, and the other two guys then went from looking at me as being someone who was cool, and now I look like a...
Now you look stupid.
Yeah.
Jay, I'm very sorry. If I had known any of that was happening, I never would have referenced butthurt.
That's all I was trying to say.
All right. That's great. So I think we have probably come to the end of our discussion.
Oh, great. Now you're going to leave and I look stupid.
Well, let's finish this up so Jay doesn't look like he doesn't look as if there's something dripping off of his chin that resembles...
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's all right, Jay.
Okay, so what is the answer, Jay, in this crazy world of the internet and people feeling unsafe? You know that no one is going to, not people in general, they're not leaving social media.
No, they're not leaving social media, Phil, but what they do need to do is when you're on social media, you have to present an attitude and a personality that is very much a formal one. You have to be an individual who accepts questions and answers questions and asks questions and answers questions and so on as a very formal person, like you're at a very formal party, that you're very formally shaking hands. And I think that's what's got to be. And when people are rude to you, you simply block them. Just block them out. That's the end of that. You don't have to do anything else. Just block them out. But I can tell you that it is very, very difficult for a lot of people, because a lot of people need the friends. They need to have contact. We recognize that. And what we do in the Citizens Auxiliary Police is when we start to get bothered by these people, we will contact them and simply say, you are exhibiting a personality and a you're exhibiting an activity and a personality that is putting people off. It is disgusting people. It revolts people. And you need to do something else with your time.
So you contact these people. You break your anonymity.
We break out of the anonymity. For instance, in this young woman persona that we have, whose name I'm obviously not going to give for obvious reason, she has attracted, or this personality, this profile has attracted the interest of young men. And some of them have gotten pushy, and that's when we break the anonymity. We say, we are the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and you can back way off right now because we're going to find out where you live and...
And what?
See, that's illegal, threatening them.
No, it's not illegal. No, it's not illegal. No, it is not illegal.
What do you say?
We say that if you don't back off, we'll find you and, you know, we'll mess up your day. I mean, we're not...
Well, that sounds like a threat.
No, it's not a threat. It's not a threat. Believe me, it's not a threat.
Are you intending physical harm?
I'm not intending... No, I'm not intending nothing. I'm not intending nothing.
All right, hold on, Jay. We'll be back. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, as we are discussing here, ladies and gentlemen, the World Wide Web, the social media aspect of the World Wide Web. They have three fake personas that they set up on Facebook to try to catch aggressive and harassing people. And once they find them, they... call them up and tell them that we'll mess up your day. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, sure.